Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ayin Dalad. We are on the last line of Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. So we have started the sugya of Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. We're discussing Eid Zomim Chidashu. Now the Gemara asks, what happens if the Eidim become Muchashim first, they become contradicted first, and then we want to be Mazim them? So does that work? Is that allowed? Do we say that once Eidim have one status, Hachasha, they cannot get the other status of Hazama? Or do we say that one might flow into another one? That Hachasha is the beginning of Hazama. You're not only contradicted, but you're contradicted in an extreme way. Hazama, what do we say? That no, they don't have anything to do with each other. It's not that Hazama is worse. It's a Chiddush, Chiddush HaTorah. Just because I said you were with me, instead of saying Reuven didn't kill Shimon, that should be worse. So it should be two separate statuses, and one should prevent the other one from taking place. That's the discussion here between Abaya and Rava. So interesting, we have Abaya and Rava about Eid Zomim L'mafreyo Mikhan L'haba, and now we have another Abaya and Rava by Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. So Rava said, we say Hachasha is Tchilas Hazama, and we know that from a Tosefta in Makos, the first half of a Tosefta in Makos. That's what the first Amud today is going to talk all about, this Tosefta, the two halves of the Tosefta. So the first half of the Tosefta, what was the case? That a man says that a Adon, a master, blinded his Eved and then knocked out his tooth. Right? Sim as Eno and Hipel as Shino. And the Rav was happy about it. The master's happy about that. Sharei Rav Amar Kein. And then they're found to be Zomamin, so they have to pay Dmei Ayin La Eved. So they have to pay the value of the eye to the Eved. So the Gemara, after a number of questions, trying to figure out what exactly is the case, the Gemara comes up with the following, the last thing we did yesterday. It must be that there are a couple of sets of witnesses here. Kigon Elolav, about six lines up. The Asu Beitreva Amri Hipel Ashido Simaseino. Set number one says that this Eved knocked out the tooth and blinded the eye of the Eved, and therefore the Eved goes free because of the tooth, and then the master has to pay him for the eye. One, and then the next set, Tri Mitzioi, come and say, no, the opposite happened. First he knocked out his eye, and then he knocked out his tooth, so he only has to pay him the value of the tooth. Value of the tooth is less than the value of the eye. And that's what the Rav is happy about, because even though he has to set his Eved free, but he has to pay less money, so that's why he is happy. So therefore, that's a Hachasha, right? The first two are machash each other, they contradict each other what the order was. And then the middle ones, meaning the second cot, is found to be Zomamin. So after they are Muchashim, they are contradicted, they are now proven to be Zomamin. So in that case, you pay Dmei Ayin for the Eved, because that is what they were trying to be Mechayev. So what do you see from there? That was the Raya of Rav. So Abaya says, Amar Abaya, lo. There's no Raya that is the case of the... Why is it Dmei Ayin? Because the second group, the Mitzioi, were the ones that said Eino v'hadar Shino, right? They were trying to take away the Dmei Eved from the Dmei Ayin from the Eved, right? They said only Dmei Shein. So you say, oh, you're saying the difference. Maybe that's what it could mean. Maybe it means the difference, right, between the Dmei Ayin and the Dmei Shein, because they wanted to give them the Dmei Shein anyway. Or you might say it's looked at as two separate Eduyos. You might say, so that's why they're trying to get rid of this Eidos, even though they separately testify that the opposite happens. But you might say, you don't look at the difference, you don't look at the two together, you just look at the fact that it was contradicted. Wait a minute. If there was a Hachasha, so by that, because you throw it out. If it's a Hachasha, you throw it out, that's why there would be nothing. You wouldn't pay anything. We're going to get back to that in a little bit. But maybe that's what it must be. But because it would be Hachasha, you would throw it out, and therefore you wouldn't get, the Eved wouldn't get anything, so that's why they would have to pay the Dmei Eved. So says Abaya, lo, who says that you can bring a Raya from this Tosefta? Who says that that's the case, that there are three sets of witnesses? We're going to go with Rashi's Pshat of the next line. Tosefta has a different Pshat, but Rashi's Pshat. Da'afchinhu va'azminhu. Really, there are only two sets of witnesses in this discussion, and we're not talking about a case of Hachash and Hazama. What's the case? One set of witnesses came and said that the Eved, the Ado, knocked out the tooth and blinded the Eved, right? Hipel Ashino, Simes Eino. And then another two came along and said both. They said, first of all, Imanua Yisem. And second of all, you're right, it happened, but it was the opposite. That's the case. It was one set of witnesses that said was two sets of witnesses, not three, but it was one set of witnesses that said both Hazama and Mefech. Afchinu, it happened at a different time, which we'll get to on the next Amud, when exactly it happened. But Afchinu va'azminu, they switched it around and they were mazim them. Look in the middle of this Rashi, the last Rashi of the Amud. Right, Kugon. Shekat shnia afchinu va'azminu. The second kat switched it, and they umazim them. Sha'amru lahem. Oso hayom shatem amrim. That day that you said it happened. Imanu Yisuf makam ploni. You were with us. Aval b'yomachar havi. But it did happen on another day. The ifcha havi, and it was the opposite. To be man of shach, eved afel l'cheiros. The eved's going free in any case. And they, v'hem shamar lo d'mei ayin sh'razu lafsidu. They have to pay the d'mei ayin, which they wanted to be mafsid the original adon. I'm sorry, the Eved. And the Rav is happier about it because the Demei Shein is less. So the Abaye says there's no raya from this case of Hachasha Tchilas Hazama because there aren't two stages where a group of Edom are first Muchash and then Muzam. This is a case where the second cat of Edom are Mazim and Machash them at the same time. So therefore, there is no raya. Mimai, how does Abaye know this? So again, it's, this whole Amud of Gemara coming up is discussing this Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Rava thinks this Tosefta is a good raya for Hachasha Tchilas Hazama because it's a case of three groups of witnesses, right? The second group of witness became Huchash, and the third group of witnesses then was Mazim. Abaya thinks, no, the case is talking about two sets of witnesses, and therefore there isn't a stage of Hachasha and then Hazama. So the Gemara says, Mimai, how does Abaya know that this is only about a case of two sets of witnesses and not three sets of witnesses? Meaning a case of Afchinu va'azminu, mid the Seifa, because of the Seifa, the second half of the Tosefta, which we're about to quote. Mid the Seifa b'meifach v'hazama, reishanami b'meifach v'hazama. Since the second case has to be talking about a case of Meifach, where the second group switched it around, meaning they did Hazama and Hachash at the same time, so Reisha must also be talking about that. Diktani Seifa, because the Seifa says as follows, the opposite case. Me'at me'dinu es ishploni, shehipa l'shein avdu, ef sima es eno. If they testify about the Adam, that he knocked out his Eved's tooth, and v'sima es eno, and he blinded him, shaharei ha'eved omar kain, and the Eved is happy about it. Right, so it's the opposite case of the Reisha, right, tooth and then eye, and the Eved is happy. The Reisha had said the Adon is happy. But it said the Eved here is happy, right, the Nipsu is Zomamin, and then they're found to be Zomamin, Mishalmi, Dmei'ayin, L'Rav. That's me, Dmei'ayin for the Rav. So again, Heich Midami, what exactly is the case here? What's the case that the Eved's going to be happy, and what's the case that they have to pay the Dmei'ayin to the master? So Heich Midami, Idolo kamodu luhu basroi b'chavala klau. If it's a case where, no, two witnesses come and say, this guy knocked out his Eved's tooth and blinded his Eved after that, and then the next group just says, Yimanuel Yisem. They don't say anything about the Chavala. So then, to be Kuli Eved, L'Rav boy L'Shlumelei. So then we throw out the first group totally, and the Eved doesn't go free. Right? Because the first group is totally thrown out if they're just a regular Edom Zomamin. And the first group would have to pay the entire value of the Eved to the master. Because that's what they were trying to cause him to lose. Ela pshita tukamodi b'kulu b'chavala. It must be that the second group coming admits to the chavala. So what are they arguing about? Utaka afchinu v'azminu. It must be the case is a case where of afchinu v'azminu where they say imanu yisem, but it happened and the opposite occurred. And if the opposite occurred, right, what do they say? They say the eye happened first and then the tooth. So the Eved was happy with the first one, because he wants the payment of the eye, which is a greater value. So that's why the Seifa says that the Eved was happy with the first group of witnesses testifying, but the second group came along and was mazim them and was mafech them. So says Abaya, since that case works out so nicely, talking about two groups of witnesses, so to the first case must be talking about two groups of witnesses, and there is no raya. There's no raya either way. Remember, once we're talking about Kasha Zaman, right, it's, we discussed yesterday a little bit, when is the end of the shiur from the stipler, when is Kasha Zaman, I have a Rabbanan Dvarim, please, I'm sorry, right behind you. The stipler discussed, when do you say Kasha Zaman by an Eved? Once they testify, does an Eved tofes in itself or not? There was a big discussion, which we've mentioned in the past, about, is there a svara for Kasha Zaman? We mentioned yesterday, I think already, that the Ramban in Shoftim, the beginning of Kiseitse, I'm sorry, where the Ramban says, Kasha Zomam is one of the, Edom Zomam is one of the four people who are punished not for their actions, but for their, what they represent, and their undermining of society. So Edom Zomimin is one, Zakin Mamre, Mesis, and Ben Sora Amore. So those four, if you look at each one, it really doesn't, it's not logical that they should be punished for their actions. Edom Zomimin, Solon Kasha Zomim, Bolo Kasha Asa, if they actually did it, they're not punished. So that's the right, that they're not punished for their actions. But there is somewhat of a discussion in the Rishonim. Is there any kind of svara for Kasha Zomim, Bolo Kasha Asa? Once we're talking about Edom Zomimin here, is there any type of svara? So the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidos quotes the Smag in a different context and relates it to Kasher Zaman. The Smag says, by an halacha in the Sechas Sanhedrin, based on a drasha, the Pasuk says, if somebody gives Mizaro Lamolech from his children to Molech, then a Chayimisa. The Gemara Darshan, but if you give all your children to Molech, you're not Chayimisa. Amazing. So the Smag says, what kind of halacha is that? Zeres HaKasef. But the Smag says, maybe I can get you think of a thought, and that is, if somebody gives all their children to Molech, punishment is not going to help. Kasher Zomim by Misa is a kapara, but this is you're too far gone. If you give all your children to Molech, so that's what the Smag says about the Smag. This Marsha quotes the Smag. Daf Samach Gimel in Sanhedrin. That's the Smag. So the Kesef Mishnah says maybe the same idea with Kasher Zomim. Those Kasher Zomim will Kasher Asa, because if you succeeded in killing somebody, if you succeeded in giving somebody Malkus for no reason, forget it. It's too far gone, and therefore we cannot punish you. That's one idea. The Ramban himself, remember what he said about it, he's not punished for his actions, but on the pasuk of Kasher Zomim and Shoftim, Yutes, he does quote a type of a svara though as well. So you have the Ramban, you have the Gzeres HaKasuv, you have the Kesef Mishnah, and you have the Ramban. The Ramban says Kasher Zomim Kasher Asa, Mikan Amru Hargu En Neharagin, Lashon Rashi Midivir Abuseinu, V'tam Adavar Bavar Ki Mishpat Edim Zomimin B'Gzeres HaShalat. So the first line he says Gzeres HaKasuv. Fascinating, though, he goes to the next line and then gives a svara. But he says, ultimately, you might not like my svara. So maybe he's saying it's a, or there's something in between. It's a gzeres hakasa, but this is how we're supposed to take it. Shem shnayim shnayim. Right there, too. V'dekashe yavo shnayim v'yayidu al ruvei charag z'nefesh. V'yavo shnayim b'cheirem v'yazimu osa meidusam tziva kasef sheyehargu. Ki b'schuso shal ruvein shahayanaki v'tzadik b'ha maisa hazeh. It must be because Reuven is really innocent. That's why the Eidei Mazimin came before Reuven was put to death. Ilu haya Rasha ben Maves, if Reuven had really been Chayav Misa, lo hitzilu Hashem miyad bezdin, kasher amar ki lo atzdik Rasha, he wouldn't have been saved. If he really deserved to die, he would have died. That's what Hashem orchestrated these events anyway for. Ki imne'arag Reuven, and if Reuven was killed, nachshov shahaya emes, kol asher yidu alav rishonim. And if Reuven was killed already, we have to assume that, you know, Bezdin wouldn't have put an innocent person to death. That can't be. Kihu bavon omes. V'ilo haya atzadik lo yazvenu Hashem biyadam. Right, if he was a tzadik, Hashem wouldn't leave him in their hands. Vot shelo yitin Hashem ha-shoftim ha-tzadikim ha-omdin l'fanav lishpoch tamnaki kemishpil l'vokim hu. Hashem is amongst the Bezdin, and therefore it can't be that they made such an egregious error. Again, this does not tell us, and we don't believe in rabbinic infallibility. Yadis does not believe in that. David HaMelech did Averis. Right? Yachala Omer David Chotein El Toa. That's true on a certain sense, but the whole Shmuel Beis is about his punishments for what he did with Bathsheba. Right? All the stories there, he's run the rest of his whole last part of his life. So obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, so we know even our greatest leaders were not perfect. They weren't supposed to be perfect. Right? We do not believe in our big infallibility. But in terms of Bezdin killing somebody or giving Malkus to someone, that's a different category. Kadosh Baruch Hu was amongst the Bezek, Yeh Mishpat Le'elokim Hu, and said the Ramban, it wouldn't have occurred had a Kadosh Baruch Hu not wanted it to occur. A regular Pesach Din, obviously, people can make mistakes. Right? We don't believe. We trust the Chachamim, Emunas Chachamim. We have Emuna, but if it comes out that they made a mistake, Parhel Davar Shel Sibur. We even know the great Sanhedrin can make a mistake in terms of passing the Halacha. But in terms of killing an individual person, or giving us then, the Ramban says that would not have occurred, and that's a Svara for Kasher Zama. Right? The whole, this part of the discussion of, right, could a person, we mentioned Arachayim HaKadosh by Yosef HaTzadik, is it possible for a person to, Chas V'Shalom, you know, be taken before his time, or by definition it has to be his time? So we assume the latter, that it has to be their time. So similar to the Ramban, right? It must have happened, it must have occurred, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Okay, that's a little discussion of Kasher Zaman. So let me just say, back to our Gemara. So we have a machlokas here between Abaye and Rava, whether a Chasha Tchilas HaZama or not. Rav approved it from this brisa, because the brisa must be talking about a case of three groups of witnesses. The third group is mazim, the second group, which was already muchash. And therefore, you know, achash is chilas hazama. Abaye says there's no raya from this tosefta, because the case is only talking about a case of two sets of witnesses, not three. And therefore, there is no case of Edim that were muchash and then muzam. And how does I know that, says Abaya? Because the seifa is about a case of two sets, so the ratio is about a case of two sets. Continuing. The hechidami, and what exactly is the case where the second group switched? The second group switched it around and said the same thing happened, but it happened in the opposite way. Rashi says this is a case, this is kasha on both, Abaya and Rava. If, when the second group comes, it says this, it happened, but it happened in the opposite order. They said it happened after this first group said it happened. Meaning what? The first group said it happened on Sunday, and the second group said, no, we might use them on Sunday, but it happened on Tuesday. Right? So if that's the case, so Hani Basroi Akadid Me Evel Rav Boy L'Shlume. But if that's true, so then the group that was Muzam should have to pay the whole value of the Eved. Why? The Chimachaivi Le L'Gavra Akadid Gavra La Bar Chiyuvahu. Because still, when they testified, they said Reuven has to free a slave, and they were muzam. At that moment that they testify about, Reuven does not have to free a slave at all, because he only doesn't have to free a slave until Tuesday. So, ask the Gemara, that can't be the case, that the second group admit, and therefore, since they admit to what happened, the first Edom, set of Edom, do not have to pay for the whole Eved, but that happened later. So it's got to be the opposite. Ela tokam kadmi kedume hani basroi. It must be that the second group says it happened in the opposite order earlier than what the first groups testified about. So when the first group testified, and even though they were huzam already, but the adon already at that time had to free his slave, and therefore they don't have to pay the entire value of the eved. Rabbi Yosef Engel here. Quotes where's the point? He quotes the Rashi here, where he says, what does Rashi say in Ma'achri Achurei? He goes to Amri Kamo Yom Rishon Havi Maisa. What was the Havamina? The first group said it happened on Sunday, and the Basroi said it happened on the second, on Monday, and the Ifcha Havi, it was the opposite. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, but one second, even if you say that. It still shouldn't be good, because they didn't have Hamada Bedin yet. Doesn't it go by Hamada Bedin? But he doesn't have to free his slave until he's brought to court. So even if they say it happened earlier, but still at the time that they testified about, so then there was no Hamada Sadin yet. I'm sorry. That was the discussion that the Gemara is about to have. Sorry, we're saying it's the next point on that line. Let's do the next line for a second. Says the Gemara, V'idolo amad b'din akadid mei chuli eved l'raboy l'shlumei leid akadid gavar lo machaya. If amad b'din didn't happen yet, so then they still should have to pay the entire value. Because the time that they testified about, there was no amad b'din yet. Freeing your slave is a knas, right? Having to free your slave because of d'mei shein and d'mei ayin. Therefore, he still should be pater. Elod amad b'din, but it must be amad b'din occurred. Must be Hamada Bedin occurred, and therefore that is why the first group has to pay, but it doesn't have to pay the whole value of the Eved. Let's wait with Rabbi Yosef Engel until we finish. I'm sorry, said it too early. So says the Gemara, continuing, Omer le Rav Acha Breid Rav Ikel Rav Ashi. So now that we finished Abaya holds that there's no Raya, because the case is only a case of two sets of witnesses. And you know it's all case of two sets of witnesses from the Seifa. And because the Seifa is two sets of witnesses, the ratio is two sets of witnesses, Rav is going to say just the opposite. You know how I know it's a case of three sets of witnesses? That it's a case of Hachasha and Hanazama from the ratio. And if it's from the ratio, so then you learn it from the Seifa. That's the Havamina, at least. So Amalei Rav Acha Breid Rav Ikel Rav Ashi, Duk Yad Rava Mehecha. How does Rava know that it's a case of Hachasha Tchilas Hazama, meaning a case of three sets of witnesses? So says the Gemara, Ilema Me Resha, if it's from the Resha, as we just said before, the case of the Resha seems to be three. So Resha, Mikam is Kachashi Mitzioi. Oh, so now we're getting into the substance of the issue. In the Resha, was there really Hachasha done to the sets of Edom that we thought? Meaning, remember, what was the case according to Rava? Two witnesses come and say that the master knocked out the Eved's tooth and then his eye. The second group says, no, the opposite happened. It was the eye and then the tooth. And then a third set come and say, no, this second group, Imanu Ayisa. So we wanted to say, that's Hachasha Tchilas Hazama. So this is the Gemara, one second. Let's say it outside first. That second group, what did they come and say? They testified that really it did happen, but it happened in the opposite order. The eye and then the tooth. So what are we going to do in that case? What are we going to do in that case? The Eved's going to go free, because both agreed that the Eved's supposed to go free. And what are we going to make the Adon pay? The lesser of the two payments. Right? Lesser of the two payments, which is the value of the tooth. So the Maisa, we're going to be paskening. Even though it's Treyu Trein there at Muchash, they're still giving us some information that we're going to be paskening like. The second group said, what happened? Eye and then the tooth. So, and we're Lamaisa going to make the Adon pay the value of the tooth, which is basically acting based on their Eidus. So is that a real case of Eidus HaChasha?
As if the second set said nothing. If the second set hadn't come.
If the second set hadn't come, he would have to pay the value of the eye.
Oh, the eye was
first? No, the first Eidim say it was the tooth and then the eye. So the second group said it was the eye and then the tooth.
If there was no second set, it would just be the tooth.
It was, no, the tooth set him free, and then the eye, and then the eye. So we're kind of, even though it's Treyu Trey, we're stuck, but we're paskening, we're doing something based on what that second group said. So that's not a true case of Achasha. What's a true case of Achasha? Achasha means what we say, you're Muchash, and we're not doing anything like you said. We throw you out, at least your testimony. So that's what the Gemara is assuming right now. So let's see. Ilem emei reisha, reisha kam iskachshi mitziyoi. Is that a true case of achasha? Kivan dilo ilo mitzimi. If they wouldn't have been huzam at that time, right? If the third set wouldn't have come, sahadusa kavasayu kakaima. The edus would still go like them. Why? The dina kavasayu paiskinan. We were still paskin like them. The yesh bechama sayimana. Right? Because the value of the tooth is worth less than the value of the eye, and that's what we would make him pay. Hilkach kamayu tukom is kachashi. The first set, which had said the tooth and then the eye, those are the real muchashim. Because we're not going to listen to them at all. Mitzioi lo is kachashi midi. Right? The mitzioi aren't muchash at all. So Rava, how can you prove it from the reisha? That's not a true case of achasha to tell us then achasha tchilas hazama. So Rava modifies him a bit. Amalei Rava, you're right. Savar midereisha b'shalosh kido sevenami b'shalosh. Really, you're right. You can't prove anything from the reisha. But the reisha is about a case of three kats of edim, kitot. So if that's true, then the sefer must also be about three kitot of edim, and from that case you can prove it. So again, it's not focusing. Rabaya said you prove the Seifa to the Reisha, and therefore you know they're both about two. And then Rava says, no, you're going to prove from the Reisha to the Seifa, so you're going to know both cases are about three. But the real Raya of Achashil Hazam is going to be from the Seifa, as follows. V'diyeg mi Seifa, kigon. We already showed that the Reisha is about three. What's the case of the Seifa? As follows. Kigon da'asu beitrei, the opposite. V'yamar hipel ashino v'sima eseno. Right, the Adon blind knocked out the tooth and then blind to the Eved, tooth and then the eye. Upaskini ledini epumayu, and we wanted to have a psak din based on those witnesses. Midi, we're going to make the Adon pay for the eye because he goes free with the tooth. The Asu Beitrei Achrini, the Amri Sima Zain of Hippolashino, and then the second group is Machish them, the Kamachshi Lahu Lahani Kamoi, and they're Machish the first ones. So therefore, what? Therefore, what if we stop time now? What would we make him do? The Adon would, the Eved would go free, and would make him pay for the tooth. Meaning, the first group of Eidim, they're the real Muchash ones, because they're the one that wanted to be Mechai of the eye. And then what happened? V'nimsu Zomamin Kamai. The first group becomes Zomamin. So the first group, which we weren't going to listen to at all, that's a real case of Achasha, and that's who became Zomamin. That's what Tosfos emphasizes. The first ones were the Edom Zomamim. The first, you have to say this is the case that happened to fit into the line of the Brisa of Shahari Eved Ohev, where the Eved's happy about it, that he's going to get the value of the I. That's the case of the Resha. But then, later on, when they're Muchash, they're the ones that are Muchash, so they have Hachasha and Azama to them. And what does the Tosefta say? Mishalmad Me'ayin L'Rav. That they're going to have to pay the value of the eye to the Rav, because that's what they were trying to be mechayif. So, and if you say achasha is not tkilas hazama, amai mishalmi, has kachshulo meikara, right? They have achasha. So it must be, alashvamina achasha tkilas hazama. So that's what Rava says, I prove it from the Seifa. So again, it's one Tosefta, and Abai and Rava have different pshatim of what the Tosefta is, which then tells them whether achasha is tkilas hazama or not. If you think about it, the Gemara does not, but is there any connection between the previous Machlokas Abaye and Rava versus the second Machlokas Abaye and Rava? Right, Abaya and Rav over here on the Defiant Bays, where Abaya says, Lumafreyahu nifsal, because it is not a chiddush, and Rav says, it is a chiddush, and therefore, mikano lahabahu nifsal. So, does that fit in, or it's even worse? Right, Rav says, hachasha can lead into azama. He holds azama is a chiddushu. So, does that work well, or does that not work well? Pasha says, does not work well. So, you have to figure out if azama is totally different, it's a chiddushu, so what would, it should say, hachasha cannot lead into azama. Unless you say it's a totally different parsha. If it's so different, so then you have this status, so then you can get this status. It's totally new, so it's not a competition. Masha'enkin, according to Abaya, because they're closer together, it might be that there's a competition between them. And therefore, once you're one status, you cannot get the next status. So it's interesting just to think about whether the two arguments are, they're one blot from each other. They're the next blot, but the Gemara doesn't link them. So that happens sometimes. Right? We have back in Maseches Brachos, Daf Chavov, Chav Zayin, remember those two blot? The Gemara says, two machlokos right in a row, tefilas arvas reshus, tefilas arvas chova. Right, and tefillas can I get tefillin tiknum, tefillas can I get avos tiknum. So Gemara does not link them. One blot from each other, two arguments. Well, the Pnei Yeshua and Shabbos, Daf Tes, Daf Yud, I think, says no, they're linked. The Manda Amar Kenevik tefillin tiknum says tefillas arvis chova. Right, because after all, what's the difference? What's the difference between them? But according to right avos, did I say it correctly? Right, no, the other one, I said avos is chova because there's no difference between Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the tefillas, mashenkin. If you say tefillim tiknum, because in Meir is connected just the hector chalam vevarim, so that would be tefillas arvis reshus. Is there any way to get out of that? The Nitziv has a way out of that, but that is the that's another parallel machlokas where some mafarshim say that two machlokas are linked one blot from each other, even though the Gemara itself does not link them. Let us now continue. Just one other har. There's a Rambam. There's a Rambam. Explained by the Kesef Mishnah, which the Kso says is against this Gemara. Right? Let's go backwards. Says the Rambam, Heidu Chaf Alav Dalin, Heidu Alplon in Hilchas Eidus, Heidu Alplon Ishipel Shein Avdu Vachach Zimes Ein Ova Huzmu. What happens if two Eidim come and say, so-and-so knocked out his Eved's tooth, and then Sima Ein, and then blinded his Eved. And then they were found Muzam. So what should they have to pay? Right, the whole value of the Eved. Mishalman the other Demei Eved Vidimei Eino. They wanted to make the Eved free a slave and pay the Demei Ayin. So they have to pay for the Eved and the Demei Ayin. But the opposite, Heidu Shasimas Eino Viakach Hipalashino, if they say the eye and then the tooth, Vihuzmu, Vinimsa Hadavar Hefich, like our case, they will huzam and it's found to be opposite. Shahadon Hipalashino Vakach Sima Eino, Mishalman Demei Ayin La Eved. They also have to pay the Demei Ayin for the Eved, because now the Eved is going free, but what they wanted to do is to pay the Demei Ayin, so therefore they go free. So the Ravid says, but 1 minute, if you look in Hilchas Chovel Umazik, the Rambam doesn't say that. Sheha'adon Eino Meshalim Ela Imkein Tafas Ha'Eved. What's the Ravid talking about? Let's look at the Rambam for a minute in Hilchas. In Hilchos. Let's find it. Where's the Rambam? Let's look at the Rambam. Here it is. The Rambam says, in Hilchas Chovel, in Dalad Yud Aleph, the Rambam says something that we haven't had in our Gemara yet. How he interprets all our Gemara. In Perek Dalid, the Rambam says, Kol Eved She Yatzal L'Cheiros Va'adayin Lo Higia Get Shichru L'Yado Ein Lo Knas. If an Eved is supposed to go free, but he didn't get his Shtar Shichru yet, he's not Chayav Knas. V'Acherim She'chav Lubo Einu Yachol L'Hotzi Mehen La'atzmo. And others that are Chovel in him, Einu Yachol, he cannot get money from them. Sh'adayin Lo Gomer Shichruro. His shichur is not free yet. He's still quasi eved. V'lo ha'adon yachal lahotzi mehen shari lo nishar lo bo kinyan. But the other doesn't have a kinyan yet. He's in this quasi status. Lefichach hamapil shein avdo v'acher kach sima eino. If you knock out your eved's tooth and then his eye, right? Yotzei b'shino ve'eino nosin lo demei eino. He doesn't have to pay the demei for the ayin yet because he did not give him a shtar shichur yet. V'im tafas ein motzien miyado. But if the Eved is toe-faced, then we let him keep it. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Again, that if the Adam does two things, and there was no Gemar Din in between, there was no Shashichur in between, that the second value doesn't have to pay it. It's just that if Tfisa lo mafkinon, because that's the halacha the Rambam says.
Everybody agrees that you have to do Motishin
Vayim, meaning similar to the Machlokas Rav Shmuel Hamafker Avdo, whether you need Yatzal L'Cheiros or not, that's the Rambam seems to hold. The Rambam says you have to give a Shtar Shichur even by Yisiyah Shein Vayim. So ask the Ravid, how could we say in this case that there's Kasher Zamam and they have to pay for the Demei Ayin? But what do you mean?
if you would stop time, the other wouldn't have to pay it anyway, because there was no Shtar Shichur yet. So how could the Rambam say that the Edim Zomamin are going to have to pay the value for the Ayin? Shouldn't it be good? They wouldn't have been Mechayavid. Says the Kesef Mishnah, you know what you see from here? The fact that their testimony is enough to create a situation that if the Eved does is Tofes, he'll be able to keep it, that's enough Kasha Zama. Not only if the Edom are Machayiv the Adon for something, but even if they just create a situation where the Eved will be able to keep, grab it and keep it, that's enough to say, oh, this is what they tried to do, Kasha Zama will Kasha Asa. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says on the Rambam. So first, it's an important Rambam to know. But Sos now says, isn't this Gemara against the Rambam? The Kashal, if he does a Rambam, to Edim Misham Kashal Zama, Afilo Adi Tfisa, Imkeno Achronim Nami Garmu Hefsid. The Kaimalon Betray Utre Mahani Tfisa. This last line that he tried, right? Even if you say Hachasha loved Chilas Hazama, they help for Tfisa. Even if you don't, Hachasha Chilas Hazama, and therefore they could be, right? You say one, they could become Hazama afterwards. No, even if you say Hachasha loved Chilas Hazama, right? It still should, Tfisa is still going to work. So therefore the Kso says he's not sure. He doesn't answer the question. He just says he's not sure if this is going to be such a riot. Okay, either way, you can look up the Ksos, Simin Lamed Ches, Siv Gimel. But important to know that Rambam, how the Rambam reads this entire Gemara, that Kasha Zamam also works, even if it's just good enough to be Tofes. Via Baya Amalacha, finishing up, last phrase of the conversation. No raya from the Tosefta. Bishlam HaReisha Lo Sagi Delo Shalosh Kitos. The Reisha has to be a case of three Kitot. Sharek Tanya, Rav Omer came, because it says the Rav was happy about it, meaning so you have to say he's happy about a case where he's only going to have to pay Demei Shein and not Demei Ayin. So therefore, there has to be a second case where the Rav is happy, and then a third one where there's Hazama. Ela Seifa, Lamli Shalosh Kitos, Shehari HaEven Omer Kein. Right, why, in the Seifa though, why do you have to say it's a case of three? Right, because the case is a case where the Eved is happy about it, and what did the Eidim testify? That Shein and then Ayin, so the Eved's already happy about that case. So you only need one more set. Eved called to whom Meimer Amar, right? About anything, the Eved will say, Denichle Nevel Chayrus. The Eved's happy to go free in any case. Even if he might get his Abaya a little less, meaning to be Shane and not to be Ayin, he'll still be happy. And therefore, there's no riot. You're not forced to say it's a case which has three sets of witnesses. End of discussion. That's the end of the Machlokas Abaya and Rava, and the end of how they interpret the Brisa. So now the Gemara asks a separate question. Maskev lo Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, who's Reb Zeira about to ask on? He's about to ask on a brisa. Ask the Shidim Kubetzes. Usually have an Amora saying Maskev on a brisa. How could the brisa say this? Maskev. So we'll get back to that. Maskev lo Reb Zeira. Ema simas eno nefik beino. Maybe if the Eved knocks out the tooth, eye, blinds the eyes, then he should go out with the eye. Hipel ashino nefik beshino. And if he knocks out the tooth, he should go out with the tooth. Simas eno hipel ashino nefik beino beshino. Maybe if he does both of them should just, he should go free with both of them. Maybe he shouldn't have to pay anything. Who says that each one of these causes freedom and the next one would cause chavala, payment? Maybe both of them together should cause freedom. So Amar Abaya, no, Alecha Amar Kra, about your case it says, Tachas Eino, Velo Tachas Eino Veshino, Tachashino, Velo Tachas Shino Veino. Right? Each one causes Cherus, and after that, the second one is just going to be Demei chavala. So our base of angle here just says, what happens if it happened at the exact same time? Right? What if they both fell out? Babasach, the Gemara is mashma that it has to be, right, by one after another, right? Hipel Hashino, Nefek Hashino, Hipel Hashino, Hipel Hashino. But if it's at the same time, what about that case? So we say, no, it has to be one. So mashma, the Behipel Shnehen Ka'achas, Afil Demeshino, Eno No Sein. Right, Mashma, if it's one after another, so the second one you're going to have to pay. Mashma, if it's the exact same time, you wouldn't have to pay at all. V'cheinu Mesechas Avadim. Also, you look in Mesechas Avadim, one of the Mesechas Ketanus, says Yosef Engel, says it Beferish. Hipol Shinav Ka'echad, Sima Beis Einav Ka'echad, Yotzei Ve'einu Notal Klum. So he says, K'sas Sarachin. That's what's Mashma from this Gemara, that's what it says in Mesechas Avadim. We know there's a Machlokas in a number of places. What's the Machlokas? Which one he's going to talk about? Efshalat Samsem or Efshalat Samsem? Is it exactly possible for two things to happen at the exact same time? Is it Efshalat Samsem? So he says the Rebbe of Engel, Laman Damar Efshalat Samsem. If you say Efshalat Samsem, one of them always happened first. And if one of them always happened first, so at least he should have to pay the lesser. We don't know which happened first because it was so close together, he should always have to pay the Efshal Shenaflu Shdeim Ka'achas. So he says, but Yishlomar, he says, maybe the answer according to the Laman Damar is sometimes you give one zetz. which causes both to fall out. So the one zets, that's at the same time. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get into the issue of Efshal Samtiv, not that you knocked out both teeth at the same time. One maka caused both, and that would be already considered bebas, bebas achas. And that would be bevadai, bebas achas. Getting back to what we said before, so the Shimon Kubetzas here says, Reb Zeira saying, usually say maskif on an amora, which is arguing on a brisa. Here Reb Zeira saying maskif on the brisa itself. How can the brisa say this? Right? Shouldn't we darshan it differently? So the Shimon Kubetzas says, V'nira da abraisa kapara, the mechayev dami v'vacham sheishinu v'eino. V'ksas kasha, t'ol sha'ech at kafta ela a'amora. So he says, you have to say it's lav dafka. V'shem ahay at kafta k'bikan lav dafka. Ela k'matmiya al hadavar, k'dei lahavin taimo. Just be matmiya. Really? Interesting. But don't say it really means maskif, because maskif is only used when there's an amora arguing on a braisa. We mentioned in the past the discussion about whether amoraim cannot or would not argue on the Tanoim. Pashtus is that Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanoim. It was a different stage of the Mesorah. And therefore, every daf in the Gemara, when it says, how could you say this? The Braisa says otherwise, is that they can't. But the Kesef Mishnah, Pashtus, the Kesef Mishnah seems to say, it's not clear, the Chazanish doesn't think he says it, but the Kesef Mishnah seems to say that Amoraim wouldn't. Not that they couldn't, because the Rambam says in Ilchos Mamrim, Bezin Agadol Shadarshu Ba'achas Min Amidos Kefi Masha Nira Beinayhen. If Bezin Darshins with from one of the Midos had Tarshadad Reshes Behen, and then come up with a din, V'yamdu Acharei Bezin Acher, Acharei Bezin Acher, then a Bezin later on comes up, V'nira Lo Tam Acher Lister Oso Din, and then the later Bezin wants to say, no, I want this Binyanav, I want to say this Klal Prado Klal, Hareza Soser V'dun Kefi Masha Yira Beinav. The later Bezin is allowed to change it. Right, any later bezin is allowed to change anything. Not maybe not a gzeira, but any din to learn down. So it says the Kesef Mishnah, im kena milo pligi amoroi atanoi. Kesef Mishnah, base aleph mamrim. So why don't the amoraim argue on the tanoim? Every daf and shas, right? Daf yomi would not take 7.5 years if this wasn't true. So the efshar lomar. Here's the line. Dimiyom chasimas hamishnah kimu v'kiblu. Yonat yoma. Kimu v'kiblu shedoros ha'achronim lo yachloku al harishonim. They accepted upon themselves that the doros ha'achronim wouldn't. V'chein asu gam v'chasimas ha'talmud shemiyom shenechtam lo nitan rishus l'shum adam lachlok alav. You don't have rishus. Why? But it sounds like because they accepted upon themselves not to. Says the Kesef Mishnah, says Reb Chaim, quoting the Kovach Yirmi Bava Basra, maker it then they can. They can, just they wouldn't. Those are das yachidim though. Pashtus, Rov Rishonim say, and the Achronim for sure say, no. Amoraim cannot argue on Tanon. It's not allowed. That's every daf and shas. That's what it says in the Sanhedrin. Was it more Sanhedrin of Tzadik Zion? This is what is said by the Torah Tamima and the Marsha both. That Gemara says the world's going to be 6,000 years long, 2,000 Torah, 2,000 Yemos HaMashiach. So Rashi says, Torah didn't end at the year 4,000. Yemos HaMashiach means it's also Yemos HaMashiach, but it's also Torah also. But it doesn't sound that way. It sounds Torah. Right, Torah 2,000. So the Torah Tamima and the Marsha both say that what happened about the year 4,000, that was the Chasimah said, that was when the Mishnah, Chasimah said Mishnah, about the year 200 on the in the Common Era, and the year parallels to the year 4,000, that's the Chasimah said Mishnah. So all Torah was finished. What does that mean? Everything else afterwards is application. Right, the Mishnah is the Mishnah, the year 4,000. After that, everything is just application from earlier. So there was a stage of the Mesorah by the Ksivas HaMishnah. Okay, there's more here, but we'll continue. We'll see at the end if there's other time for the rest of that discussion. But anyway, we get into that from the Maskif. That's unusual for Reb Zeira to ask a Maskif on a Braisa from a Pasuk. Vaiter, Amar Avidi Baravin, Afanana Mitanina, we also learned in a Mishnah related to Achasha Tekilas Azama. Gonev Al Pishnayim V'Tavachom Achra Piyim. Our Mishnah, right? You have the same Eidim testifying about Tzvicha, Mechira, and Geneva. The names of Zomim, and they've come out to be Zomim, and Misham, and Loas HaKol. So these Eidim, who testified that the Ganav stole it and did Tzvicha, Mechira, they have to pay. So my love isn't the case, very orderly, the Eidu Allah Geneva, V'Chazer Eidu Allah Tzvicha. The Huzma Allah Geneva, V'Chazer Huzma Allah Tzvicha. They testified about Geneva and Tzvicha, and then they were Muzam on Geneva and Tzvicha. So Vaha, says the Gemara, 1 minute, Kibun, the Huzma Allah Geneva, if you stop time at that moment, after the Huzam on the Geneva, L'Gabi Tzvicha, Havi Le Muchashim, the Tzvicha is thrown out. because you can't have a tficha not standing on a geneva. Viktani, and yet it says, after they become huzam on the tficha, mesham alas hakol. They have to pay 4 and 5. So v'isak adai v'chachash alat tchila tazama, and if you say, hakash is not, cannot lead into tazama, at tficha my meshalmin. Why would they have to pay on the tficha? So elav shmami na hakash at tchila tazama hi. So it must be that Rav is right. Right, hakash at tchila tazama. So Amri, which by the way, I forgot to, let's finish and I'll say it, mention it. Amri, hachamai eskinon, don't you huzam on tficha tchila? Okay, so you know Raya, they were huzam on the tficha tchila and then on the Geneva. The Gemara, I wasn't fair before when I said this machlokas Abayin Rava parallel to the previous one. Rava proved hachash tchilas hazama from the Brisa, and then Abayin just said it's no proof. It's not that Abaya held something beferish. Pashtus it is, but just to be fair, we don't have to for. The Gemara never said those words. But the Rishonim understand it that way, as we have right now. Ubiplugta edim hachushu l'psof uzmu, and the machlokas about hachushu l'psof uzmu, which Rashi says, Abaya and Rava. Abaya and Rava. That's the machlokas of Yochanan Reb Elazar. That's the machlokas here too. Why? Because what's the machlokas? Chad amar ne'eragin, chad amar ne'eragin. We have a machlokas in a case of Huchshu l'psof chuzmu, whether we will kill the edim or not. Kill the edim because of hazama. So if you kill them, that would mean hachasha tchidas hazama. But if not, if you ain't eragin, it's hachad tchidas hazama. So this time, Reb Elazar hiu da amar ain't eragin. Let's prove Reb Elazar is the one that say we don't kill the edim, meaning hachasha lav tchidas hazama. Da amar Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar held edim shehuchshu benefesh lokim. Edim that were huchash, when they were testifying about a dina nefashas case, they get malchus. They get malchus. Says the Gemara, v'isak atatach Reb Elazar hu da'amar neharagin, and if Reb Elazar would be the one that said, if later on these edim were huzam, it could really turn into a dina nefashas case and the edim could be killed, amaylokin, then he would never allow them to get malchus earlier. Why? Because havi lei lav shenitin la'atzaras b'sis bezdin. Because this would be a category that has a lav that has in it the possibility to get misa. The chalav shenitin la'atzaras b'sis bezdin ain't lokin a lav. And the rule is, any lav where it's possible to get misa for that lav, so you never get malchus. You never get malchus. That's the rule. Why Rashi, important Rashi for that sugi here, Rashi's ain't lokin a lav. To misas bezdin hu onsho shel lav. No, this lav is defined as misa. That's the onus for this lav. There's no other onesh for this lav. It's only misa. So the rule is, the usual case where this comes up, lav shenit lav shenit misa bezdin, means, let's say you go over to somebody on Shabbos and say, you know what, if you do this malacha, you're going to get malchus. So you gave the wrong hasra. Meaning you should have said you're going to be killed. So that's a lav shenit lav shenit misa bezdin. It's a nitan that you should have given the hasra for misa bezdin. Any case where you could get misa, you never get malchus. That's the rule. So here, according to Reb Elazar, you're giving malchus, it must be it can never lead to misa. If it can never lead to misa, it must be that he holds hachasha lav tchilas hazama. El lav shmami na, Reb Elazar hu damar ein neharagin. It must tistayim. So it must be Reb Elazar the one that says they will never be killed, and that is the proof. Why don't you get malchus for not a lav shenitin lav shenitin lav shenitin? So that is the general rule called dumya de lav tchasima. We know with Pasuk in Parshat Kiseitse, the marker for malchus is written, Avram Yakeno Lo Yosef is written right next to Lo Saksum Sorbedisho. Don't muzzle your animal in the field. It has, it looks like it's misplaced. What's it doing there? So we darshin from there that you only get malchus for lavim that are similar to the lav of chasima, to the lav of muzzling. That's why you do not get malchus for a lav sheim b'maisa and lav anita glase and lav anita l'tashlumin and lav anita lav anita glase, lav anita l'tashlumin, lav sheim b'maisa and lav anita lav shalim b'sabestin. Those four. So those four are not like the lav of chasima, and therefore you do not get malchus for those four, and a lav sheim b'klalos, five. Right? So those five you don't get malchus for because it's not dumya the lav de chasima. What about a lav she'ein bo ma'isa here? So the Gemara in Ksubas, I think, asked that kasha. Right? Ksubas lama gimel or so. The Gemara says, Edom Zomin is deeper she'ein bo ma'isa because it causes you to do an action. No, I'm saying, but if this, it's still a deeper, what they were trying to do beforehand. They were trying to, right, they get malchus for the malchus losane. Look at Rashi discusses it. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, well, let's do the next line of the Gemara for a second. Rashi's going to... the earlier Rashi. Yeah. Lokin mishum lo sane. V'yavagav delav she'im b'maisehu. Ha'maisi behedim sechaz makas. To malkas be'edim zomen. Ksiv v'investikos etzadik. The special makar there that you get malkas for edim zomen. The Gemara in Ksubis also discusses it that maybe it's hator karye maisa. Hator karye maisa. So there, that's what Rashi says. Right, Rashi says, it has to do with Zomamin, and then, is it Rashi or is it one of the other Rishonim? It's one of the other Rishonim, says, even though, the Ravid. The Ravid says, so it's a limud, it's a giludas. Once you know there's malchus, even in a case where they weren't trying to inflict malchus, they were just trying to do something else, right? Like here, so do you know it for every case, like by Gullus and by Ben Gerusha Mechalutza, etc. So you put the Rashi together with the Ravid. Finishing up, Lokin, Treyu Treininu. One second. By the stage of Achasha, why would we give them malchus? It's Treyu Trey. My chazit is smachtahani, is smachahani. Right, if two Edom come and say Reuven killed Shimon, and the two other Edom come and say that Reuven didn't kill Shimon, so you're going to give the first one's Malchus? Just throw them all out. So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, Bibahar Baraglav. No, the one who they were testifying about that was killed walked in. Right? So you know that the first ones were wrong. So that's why you know they violated Losana, and therefore you give them Malchus. Chayim Mason, right? Rabash. Come Rabash, Shachtler of Zerah. Okay, there's Rabbi Chanan here discusses why isn't this like, why don't we treat this like a Hazama case here? The dead guy walked in. There's nothing worse that you could say. Emmanuel Yisan, they made it up. So Rabbi Chanan says, you have to say that's the Chiddush HaTorah. The Chiddush HaTorah is only Kasher Zamam through this type of testimony of Emmanuel Yisan. Even though it's just as sheker and just as if the guy walked in, still you don't say that. So is it Rashi, which I'll just mention? Oh. Can't mention the Rashi. Maybe I'll mention the Rashi and then I'll start with this Mishnah tomorrow. The Rashi in Yuma, the Gemara in Yuma says on Pei Vavim Abeis that David HaMelech was Machasip Shav. He always wanted to have his sins quiet, didn't want to be Megal of them, and Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be Megal of them. Right? It's similar. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu want to be Megal of them? Because it's like two people, one of them that ate Pagi Shvius, and one woman that was Kilkala, did something wrong. And the woman that ate Pagi Shvius, that ate Shvius fruit, says, please, every time when you give me Malchus, when you give her Malchus, publicize while you're giving me Malchus. So they know, I only ate Pagi Shvius. I wasn't Mekalkel. What does Mekalkel mean? What does Kilkala mean? Rashi says, Zinsa, the Hisru Bala Malchus. You gave her, right, she was Mizanet, but she only got one for Malchus, so she's only going to get Malchus. So the Velt asks on the Rashi, and Pevavim Mebez and Yuma, so why should he get Malchus at all? So the Rashash, everybody argues on this Rashi. It's so fair. It's a very, very difficult Rashi to try to figure it out. What the case is it? Malchus Mardus? Doesn't sound like it. The Rashash says no. Maybe it's a case of a Pnuya. So it's not really. But then right. So that's why you wouldn't get Malchus. And it's only an Asay. You're going to get Malchus for the Asay. Either way, it's a big discussion on that Rashi in Yuma Pei Vavim Abeis. Okay, we'll have to start with the Mishnah Bezal Hashem tomorrow.